This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Another trial for the officers accused in the death of Elijah McClain is underway. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
This trial is for Nathan Woodyard. He was the first Aurora officer on the scene when McClain was forcibly detained in August 2019. Woodyard put McClain in a carotid hold, which medical experts have already testified caused McClain to vomit into his mask and aspirate. This is the second of three trials in the death of McClain. The first trial wrapped last week, with one officer convicted of criminally negligent homicide and assault, and the other acquitted. The paramedics who gave McClain ketamine on the scene, which experts say also contributed to his death, face a trial later this year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state Supreme Court says Google keyword history can be used to identify the suspected of a fatal arson fire. At issue in yesterday's ruling was a police search warrant requiring Google turn over the IP addresses of anyone who had searched for the address of a Denver home that was set on fire in 2020. The fire killed five immigrants from Senegal. The warrant seeks IP addresses over a period of 15 days. Critics have called the approach a digital dragnet that threatens to undermine people's privacy and their constitutional protections. However, the Colorado Supreme Court cautioned it was not making a, quote, broad proclamation on the constitutionality of such warrants. The court emphasized it was ruling on the facts of just this one case. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. If you want updates on the trial of a third Aurora officer charged in the death of Elijah McClain, that is on our homepage at cpr.org. We also have a voter guide for the 2023 general election in Colorado.